I'm blessed. How about you? Well, God bless you and welcome everyone to Emerge Church. For everyone that's here and for all that are watching online, it is an absolute delight to have you here. And found out this week that there's hundreds of people all over the world that are watching us online. Woo! So we welcome you. And we'd love to hear from you. So go to our website, which is emergechurch.ca. And this is a little hot. If you can just bring me down just a tiny little bit, please. And if you can go to the website, and then you can either just go into Contact Us or go into the menu on a smartphone, go into Contact Us, fill it out, and please let us hear from you, because a great life awaits. So let's get started. A couple of things. I want to be very, very brief with the announcements. And still giving us trouble. There we are. Emerge Church Community Partners, a deadline is today. So get in your gifts, get in your foods or your non-perishable items. Probably within the next couple of hours if you're in Sylvan Lake, and they will get to where they need to go. Ah, first time ever. How many firsts have there been in 2020? So the first time ever is our exclusive online Christmas Eve service. A little bit different this year. We're not going to be here in house. But you know what? Round up the kids, get the hot cocoa going. We're going to be by the fireplace, and we're going to be singing the nativity story, Tammy and I both. And then we are going to hear from the, I'm not going to lie to you, I believe the greatest worship team on the planet Earth we're going to have, and they're going to give us a beautiful medley of music, and you are going to be absolutely blessed. So that is happening Christmas Eve, and it's going to be at 7 o'clock Christmas Eve. Couple of things as well. We're going to have a prayer meeting, and it's going to be launching our year, and it's going to be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We're going to have a great teaching from Kruma, is going to be sharing about the power of fasting and prayer, and he's going to be doing that Wednesday, and then we're going to practice it Thursday and Friday, and then a corporate everyone welcome, everyone desire. We would love to have you here as we launch our year. Believe that this is obviously the most important year we have ever, ever had, and we need the Spirit of God to be able to initiate and to launch all the things that he wants for this year. So can we gather together? And lastly, our giving. Thank you for your generous giving. We've been able to have benevolent giving. In fact, we've given more benevolent gifts this year than ever before. I'm going to be talking about that. Yes, give the Lord some praise and honor. We're going to be talking about that more next week as I talk about broken and spilled out, which is our last message for the year. But if you're wanting to give and you're wanting a tax receipt for 2020, then this Sunday, well, of course, it doesn't, Sundays don't, doesn't matter anymore, that it's not just giving on Sunday anymore, but as you're giving and you want your receipt in for a tax receipt 2020, then these are the last few days to do it. So now I'm hoping you're doing this at home, because we're going to definitely do it here. And we are declaring a great promise from God for us. We're being empowered and we're being encouraged by these great words of declaration. We say it together. I have a biblical worldview. My life, come on, is not led by opinion, but by every word that proceeds from God. I don't base my identity on what I do, but on who I am in Christ. I am a deeply loved child of God, and nothing will ever change that. Every good thing I have is not based on what I deserve, but what my generous God delights to give. Decisions of life or death lay before me every day. I choose life. God has great plans for me, and they come to pass as I continually allow him to direct my path. And I share these truths with words and deeds, giving others the same opportunity I had to life. And everybody said, amen and amen. Today we're talking about Advent revealed. And I'm going to have it here on the screen, but if you want to read along, we're going to cozy on up even this morning here. And if you're watching online, then cozy on up. Go grab the kids right now because we're going to read the nativity story. Oh, my. Cozy on up. Get your, can you get hot cocoa in the morning? Grab your hot cocoa or grab your coffee and get by the fireplace. And we're going to have an incredible time this morning. It's going to be great. From my research, I have compiled from the most common practice elements of Advent, and I present them this morning as a gift wrapped with a bow from God to us. And this is a gift from God to us. Come on. And it's also a gift from us to a world waiting for an answer. And the world is waiting for an answer. Did you know that they say that over the last few months that the views from non-Christians watching about Jesus has increased exponentially all over the world? There is a curiosity and there is a hunger that is happening like never before. In sleepy Canada, there is a hunger and a thirst that is growing and is building. Oh, I don't want to get ahead of myself. The four things that we are going to talk about today in summary, and I hope you're going to feel 10 feet tall and bulletproof as you leave this place today, as you leave the viewing today. Because number one is the power of hope and promise. Number two is the power of preparation and an expectant waiting. We're going to learn about that today. Number three is peace and joyful celebration. How many people need some peace and need some joy? Come on. Come on. And then finally, love and adoration. And as we take this journey today, I think we're going to learn something. And I also believe that you're going to be inspired. You're going to be inspired. All right, here we go. Here's the long reading, and we're going to go through the entire nativity story. It only should take us about an hour and a half. It's going to be beautiful. Let's read together. I'm going to try to go like a whirlwind tour because then I want to look at it and see the treasury that's in these words. John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and gave this prophecy some 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of David, just as he promised through the prophets. Long, long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to his ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, and the covenant he swore on oath to the ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear. In holiness and righteousness for as long as we live. And you, my little son, and that's Zechariah, speaking about his son, John the Baptist, he said, my little boy, you will be called the prophet of the Most High because you will prepare the way for the Lord. Oh my goodness, I'm getting myself happy. You will tell his people how to find salvation through the forgiveness of sins because of God's tender mercy. The morning light from heaven is about to break upon us and give light to all those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of doubt and death, and to guide us in the path of peace. We're almost done. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that we have to have a census in the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was the descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem, Judea, David's ancient home. Incredible. And he traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, who was in, he was engaged with and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn. It was a son. She wrapped him, I love this version, snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And the angel said, I bring good news that will bring great joy to all people. Can you hear me now? All people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, is born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloths of strips of cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly the angels, and this, listen, the angels joined a vast host of others. In fact, it was the whole army of heaven, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to all those God is pleased. Let's navigate through the four today and let's find this treasury. Number one is hope and promise. And this is the words, this is the elements of Advent for week one, which is at the end of November. So this is summary. First week of Advent commemorates hope and promise. And as we read in chapter one of Luke, John the Baptist's father, Zacharias, promised the long-awaited Messiah's arrival. And I've said over the last number of weeks, 400 years silence. We have a hard time when God doesn't answer prayer after 3 months. We have a hard time when we don't hear from God after 2 or 3 hours. How much do you got to press in and drill into the King of Glory? Because he was silent for 400 years, but he broke his silence. The one finally come to free Jewish people and the hope of all humanity. Ah, come on. And then we read the words. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of David, just as he promised. Aren't you glad for God's promises? Through the Holy Spirit, through the holy prophets long ago. Now, church, for us, fast forward to us. We are reminded that God is faithful to his promise. He is always faithful to his promise. He came as a baby, and he will come again as a glorified King of Kings. Somebody needs to shout when I say that. He's going to come back as a glorified King of Kings. And in this, thank you. And in the same way, we can have hope for tomorrow because God has always been faithful to us. Our faithfulness to him and to others, not so much. His faithfulness to us, perfect. Real quick, we want to get to the end. I'm going to move fast. Number two, this is week two of Advent. And this is preparation and expectant waiting. Remember, Zacharias said, you, my son, John, Johnny, John boy, just like the Waltons. Oh, I dated myself, didn't I? Just like the Waltons, John boy. You, my son, will be called the prophet of the Most High because you will prepare. Will prepare. See, it's preparation and expectant waiting. You will prepare the way of the Lord. Now, listen to me. John the Baptist, a little bit of theology for you. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Jesus preparing, readying people for the coming king. That's what he did 2,000 years ago. We had many deem him as the last of the Old Testament prophets, declaring, beckoning, the King of Glory is coming. He will be born, and he will come, and he will save his people. And it's John went on to testify some 30 years later. Jesus Christ is now 30 years old. I love this story. We read it in John 1, 29. John said, Jesus, the Bible says that John saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, this is at the baptism of Jesus. See, Jesus had asked John to baptize him. Can you imagine the responsibility of baptizing God? And he's like, oh, I can't. This is too lofty for me. And Jesus said, no, you got to do this. This fulfills all righteousness. And then John said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Oh, come on. And then in chapter 2, how many times has this been read? How many times has this nativity story chapter been read? Then he took Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was expecting a child, and while they were still there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn. A few words jump out at me here. Number one, first of all, expecting a child, and then it says there, and then the time came. Then the moment came. I don't know if she was 4 centimeters or if she was 6 centimeters or 10, probably 10, because there was the moment that Jesus was going to be born. Water had already broke. You're like, all the kids are going, oh, that's gross. Why are you getting into all that technical? Because it's real. Water broke. She's now probably close to 10 centimeters. And oh my goodness, here it starts. I'm going to give birth to God. Now, I know what it's like to be an expecting father. We're young. I'm not going to tell you how young. Just let me say that Tammy and I are very, very young. And we had our first baby, a baby girl, and her name is Ashley. And Tammy is like 76 months pregnant. And I will never forget, she was somewhere and her water broke and she started to cry. And she said, I'm not ready for this. And I said, my beautiful wife, let us go to the hospital because we are going to give birth to our firstborn. No, I'm panicky. She's panicky. We're unhinged because we've never done this before. So we get into my car and we start on our way to the hospital and we run out of gas. And she's having contractions. So I'm a little panicky and I said, Jesus, if you've ever helped me, you got to help me now. And I jumped out on the road and flagged someone down. They were either going to kill me or they were going to stop. And this poor, terrified girl stopped, and on we went to the hospital, and we gave birth. She gave birth to our firstborn. And that story is true. expecting. Now, just as grandparents, and I alluded to this last week, but just as grandparents wait expectantly for the grandkids in the waiting room, in the same way, there is an expectancy in all of us for the return of Jesus Christ. Now, listen to me. The 80s and 90s into the 2000s, they were pretty good years. There was prosperity. Things were pretty good. There wasn't any wars. We're going to be talking about that. I'm not Jesus coming back. I don't know. It's good. It's good here. I don't know. Guess what? Fast forward to 2020. We're thinking about the Lord's return. And it's coming soon. Can we say it's coming soon? It's the expectancy. It's the posture of expectancy. Now, last night we had our prayer meeting. We were in the library. And we got 2 beautiful new chairs. Thank you, Lauren and Laura Lee, for getting those chairs. They're Lazy Boy chairs. And we're loving these lazy boy chairs. And there's a posture in a lazy boy chair. There's that check it out and sit on it and, oh, put it back and you rest. Now, for me, wherever I am, there is a, and Tammy knows this to be full well, wherever I am, I'm always forward. I'm ready. I'm forward for whatever. Now, I'd like to think it was spiritual, but the reality is that I have two postures. One is antsy or asleep. But you know what, church? We need to have a posture of expectancy. That expectancy of just about ready, just about ready. Be ready for whatever he has for us to do. Let's be about the Father's business, wherever and wherever he wants, whenever, wherever. Yes, when you're in a lazy boy, enjoy it. Sit back. Sit a spell. Enjoy whatever you're enjoying. But you know what? Our posture of life has got to be ready. He longs. You know why our posture's got to be ready? I'll tell you why. Because he's coming soon. He's coming soon. The trumpet's going to blow. And he's coming. And he wants as many in the boat as possible. He wants as many saved as possible. He wants as many saved as possible. You know whose job that is? Everyone say me. Me. He is gathering us. He is getting us ready for the greatest ingathering of souls this world has ever known. Even in Canada. Well, you know the evangelical church's numbers are way down. You know that God is moving all over the world, but not in Canada. Heavens, no, not in Canada. Our numbers are plummeting. But God. But God. We in Canada, as well as all over the world, we are going to see and are witnessing the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the greatest ingathering of people coming to Jesus. People coming back to Jesus. Hallelujah. And now, number three. Get ready. We're going to have a good time here this morning, church. Peace and joyful celebration. That's fine, Pastor, but us Canadians are quiet. Us Canadians are reserved. Go to an Edmonton Eskimo game. Go to a Calgary Flames game. Go to something and see how reserved Canadians are. Oh, come on. Go to some concert where we love the singers. And we get pretty lit up. How much more should we be lit up about our King, about our glorious King, the eternal one that's never changing, that's always faithful, that is our glorious and reverent and masterful King? Listen to me. Nothing fosters peace and joy like this portion we're about to read. This. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them. I'm waiting for this day, right here, right now. And the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. Remember we talked a few weeks ago about protection? You're protected when you're in the bubble of Jesus. Not a bubble in this world, but a bubble from Jesus. And you're surrounded by Jesus. It's almost like a hedge of protection. Jesus all around us. No better place. He encamps around us, as the Bible says. We are protected. And there's no place of perfect peace when you know you're encamped, surrounded by God. Somebody say amen. Do you feel that today? You know what? It doesn't matter if you feel it or not. It's true. If you're in Jesus, you're protected. You got to know that today.
Oh, Lord.
It's good. It's good. And the angel said, I bring good news that will bring great joy to all people. A Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. I'm almost done, but you've got to take a hold of this today. Please zone in today. For those watching online, zone in now. Don't leave me. Zone in. Know full well that our great peace and joy comes from God alone. No one else, nothing else. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Our peace and joy comes from God. He gave it. Take it. Take it. No matter what catastrophe happens, and there's been a lot of them. Oh, there's been a lot of them. Newsflash, there always will be. Sorry. There always will be on this side of the shore until the Lord's return. Can we just look at the last 100 years? Little summary of but a portion of our life, of this earth's life over the last 100 years. In the midst of his people, he protects. He protects. Church, what about the First World War? Then the Russian Revolution. Then the rise of communism. Come on. And then the Great Depression, and then the onslaught of the heinous dictatorships. And then there was the Second World War. Don't forget the Holocaust. And then the Korean War. And then the Vietnam War. Then the Cold War. Then the rise of nuclear weapons. The terror of the Cold War is what brought me to Jesus. And then the Big Brother scare of 1984. And let's talk about Y2K. How about 9/11? And SARS and H1N1 and then COVID. I don't know if anyone remembers COVID, but it happened in the last 100 years as well. COVID. I don't know. Does anybody remember COVID-19? And then there's acid rain. And then there's climate change. And then there's earthquakes. And then there's famines. And then there's political unrest. And then there's crime. And then there's injustice. And then there's racism. And it goes on and on and on and on. But God. But God. And if there isn't a problem, they'll invent one. If there isn't a problem, they'll invent one. Who's the they? Just saying. But God. But God. Saint of God, remember full well that he has been faithful to every generation. And he'll be faithful to us. No matter what we go through, his grace, his protection, his love is all around us. For unto us a child is born. And unto us a son is given. Listen, and the government will be on his shoulders. Aren't you glad the government is on his shoulders? And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the increase of his government, kingdom government, and peace, there will be no end. Somebody start getting happy. There will be no end. Did you hear me today, church? There will be no end. Be encouraged. Be blessed. Be excited. Be hopeful. Because there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom to order it and establish it with justice and judgment. From that time forward, even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. For unto us a child is born. Stand with me, church. Those watching at home, stand with us. Those watching at home, stand with us. Stand prepared. Stand alert. Stand ready. Even in your pajamas. Stand ready. The last week, which is this week of Advent, is love and adoration. And get this. His love for us elicits our adoration of him. Oh, I hope you get that today. His love for us elicits our adoration of him. As it says in 1 John 4:19, we love him because he first loved us. We love others because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. And finally, in that passage of scripture, is love, adoration, devotion, and worship. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Are you vibrating? Are you beginning to vibrate because of the glory of Jesus? The radiance of God. The radiance of God. Suddenly, an angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, praising God and saying, all the church of God praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased. We have nothing to do but to adore him. There is no other posture. There is no other place. There is no other attitude. No other attitude. No other attitude for the saint of God but to adore him. No other attitude for the saint of God but to adore him. Can we just sing that chorus? We can put that up. We magnify your name, Lord. It is called, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Let's sing it together. Adore him. Adore him. Come on. Oh, come. Sing it again. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, for he alone is worthy, for he alone is worthy. Come on. Sing that again. For he alone is worthy. Lift a hand to the Master. Lift a hand to the King. Lift a hand to the Glorious One. Worthy. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this a cappella. Oh, Lord, we greet thee. Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh
appearing. Oh, come, let us.
Come on. Love and adoration. Love and adoration. Love and adoration.
Adore him. We love you, Lord.
Use your own words. Use your own words. We love you, Jesus. We adore you, Jesus. Use your own words. We crave, love, hunger, thirst for you alone, Lord. Jesus, we bless and crown and magnify you. Lord, for all of us here and for all those watching wherever, we celebrate and magnify you. Thank you for Advent, Lord. Thank you that it has shone brightly in the midst of darkness. Thank you, Jesus, that in the midst of darkness, in the midst of darkness, it's only in the midst of darkness that the light shines greater. Thank you for your hope and promise. Thank you for your preparation and expectant waiting. Thank you for your peace and joy. Thank you for your love. And today, Jesus, we choose to adore you. Let's sing one more song as we close. And then I will pray a prayer of benediction. And it's mandatory you get blessed today. Be encouraged today. Tell someone about Jesus today. Tell someone about our YouTube channel. And we invite you back next week. Hallelujah.